Welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I'm your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, give me a follow over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. Well, I'm on fire today. We're doing two podcasts, and I had to jump on here for a second time today because some big news came out of the sports card world, which is always fun and entertaining. I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, how I think the sports card market is just absolutely the most entertaining thing in sports. But Darren Revelle, you've probably seen this, but I'm not going to elaborate too much on it. Essentially, the NFLPA has terminated its relationship with Panini, effective immediately. And basically, Panini can't produce any NFL cards with players' names or likenesses. So Fanatics is in 3 years early, and you know the NBA is going to be doing the same thing to Panini. They're going to be out of here. So we're going to talk about kind of what the sports card hobby in general, why I think it's the most entertaining thing out there. And also we'll talk towards the end here, I'll talk a little bit about kind of what's next for Panini. But there's a lot to unravel here. I wish I could say I saw this coming, but I should have seen this coming. You knew as soon as that Fanatics got that deal to start producing cards in 3 years that you knew it wasn't going to last. You knew it wasn't. Nobody wants to be working with Panini anymore. Panini is the redheaded stepchild. Nobody likes him. The NFL and the MLB and the NBA, they already have all these roots tied in with Fanatics, with all of their licensing of their gear, their images. They run the websites. They do everything. And it's kind of like, you have some sort of contract in your life. Like, let's say you're living at some place and your lease is going to be up and you're just like, God, I cannot wait to move out of this place. That's what it's like with the NFL and the NBA. I'm assuming with Panini. That's kind of the vibe I get. So they're super stoked to have this done. But as soon as I saw this, I started chuckling immediately. Because I don't know about you guys, but I find the sports card world the most entertaining thing out there. If you get a chance to jump on YouTube, there's a great channel out there, Sports Card Radio. The guys that put it on are absolutely hilarious. But they bring some legitimate news to the hobby, and they do it kind of with a certain style that they have. They're very aggressive in their style, and it's super entertaining. I get a lot of information out of it, and I get some entertainment out of it. But I can't really think of anything in sports right now that's more entertaining than the sports card world. I mean, you're talking about not only this here with Panini and Fanatics. Okay, that's obviously a huge deal in itself here. But now what's going to happen with all these redemptions that Panini is supposed to be fulfilling? Heads up, you're not getting your redemption. They're gone. So what happened to all these people that bought all these redemptions for these high profile players that people were quote unquote investing in, Justin Fields and Burrow? Like, I don't see those coming down, but so you got that going on. You always got somebody breaking down some sort of market manipulation with the sports car world. People aren't paying for their bids. They're not paying for this. They're overinflating this. They're switching out a patch in this card to make it look like a better card. They're cracking slabs out of BGS to send a PSA, hoping to get a 10. You've got sticker autos on here. You've got people complaining about the cost of boxes. I mean, it's just endless supply of entertainment in the sports card world. Oh, and then not to mention all the platforms that you get to sell on and how there's new rules and you got the authenticators now and you've got 18 different grading card companies and the thing with Beckett too when they were switching their slabs around the National. Oh my God. There's just every day there's something absolutely funny that comes out. And it makes you think, like, listen, I don't view myself as kind of like a how do I spin this nicely to make myself look halfway decent, but like a high IQ guy. Like if you put me in a Harvard law test, like I would not pass in the bar. I'm not coming anywhere close to that. So, but I don't view myself as kind of a high IQ guy, but I have a decent understanding of kind of like maybe what works and maybe what doesn't work in a business. But I'm not running any of these high profile companies like PSA, Beckett, or Panini, but some of the stuff that they do is just a head scratcher. You're just like, what group in your corporate, when they had these corporate meetings, said that this was going to be a good idea and let's move forward with this? So I love this sports card hobby. I love the buying and selling of it. I love getting cards signed. I love getting them graded. There's nothing more fun than that. I love it. But I really love the entertainment side of it and just people bickering at each other and staying out of it. I don't get involved in it. I just watch from afar and laugh and get a chuckle out of it. So it's really enjoyment to me. But let's talk about like what's next for Panini here. Like, so if they put my non-high IQ guy at the running Panini, what would I be doing right now? Well, let me talk about what I think is going to happen, and then I'll talk about kind of what I would do. What I think is going to happen, because there's so many egos involved in this industry, they're probably going to fight this thing tooth and nail, probably be going the legal route for the next couple years, wasting their time, wasting their money, living in the aggravation world. That's probably what they're going to do. What would I do if I was running Panini? I would just say, you know what, guys, we did a shitty job. And you know what? You're right. You're probably going to do a better job than we did. Let's retool ourselves here. Let's rethink our business plan here with these sports cards. And maybe we just gotten in too far over our heads. Maybe we should just focus on kind of what got us here and maybe just focus on soccer cards. That's what I would do. I mean, soccer card market's fun. They've got Messi playing in America now. They've got superstars beyond what any of these other sports have. I mean, you talk about, you know, LeBron James in the NBA, superstar. Stephen Curry, a pretty big superstar. Tom Brady, pretty big superstar, but nothing compared to these guys that play soccer. Like, these guys are icons. So if they can kind of retool themselves and kind of and get their customer service tightened up, like respond to stuff, like actually, you know, give a crap and focus on producing really quality products, on card autos, no more redemptions, really nice designs, having game use patches in there where you know what game it's from, or match use, I guess, if we're doing soccer stuff now. Come up with exclusive, autograph deals with some of these guys. Like, that's what I would just double down on what we know, and what Panini knows is soccer. That's what they're known for. So if I was the guy that was getting paid millions to run Panini, that's what I would do. I would just focus just strictly on the soccer stuff and also swing around to the memorabilia side. I know they do a little bit of memorabilia, They actually do a lot of memorabilia. They've got, exclusive deals with Luka now, and they've got some other stuff. So memorabilia is nothing to shy away from. I mean, if that's what you're being pushed to and you're kind of getting pushed out of the card world, sometimes, hey, it's quicker just to accept your fate and then fight tooth and nail for the next 3 or 4 years here. Because, you know, that's 3 years of energy that you're focusing on something that's maybe not going to turn into a win. I would just say, hey, listen, I'm going to save myself the anguish and the money for the next 3 years. You guys win, fine. We're going to go over here right now. And you know what? Maybe that doesn't help your man card or whatever, but I don't know, man. I don't like wasting time in business. I mean, like, if something's a losing fight, why waste time with it? I'll give you the perfect example. If you're listening out there, Dave, this story's for you. My buddy I work out with, he's he sells insurance, but he does a whole bunch of other stuff. He's a real estate guy. He's this and that. He does crypto. You name it. Like, if they talk about it on social media, he's doing it. Well, so one of his real estate properties, he has a boat dock that he can lease out to someone. Well, he agreed to lease it out to him for $1,500, and these people gypped him and only paid him $1,000. So he's out $500, right? He's basically breaking even on this thing, but he's like, he's talking about like loosening up their boat in the middle of the night and letting it float out into the lake and basically, you know, trying to like get these guys to give them $500. And I'm like, Dave, like, They gypped you out of $500. Like, who cares? How much time have you wasted on this stupid thing? Oh, hours, dude. I'm like, how much is your time worth? You're dinking around about this stupid thing about $500, and so what? You have $500. Who cares? Like, yeah, you could take them to small claims. You could loosen their boat up and hope it gets caught in a storm and wrecks out in the middle of the lake. But now you're the bad guy. So, like, why do that? So that's kind of how I relate this to the Panini thing. It's like, why don't we just let this one go? You screwed up. You didn't do it right. Fanatics is probably going to do it better than you. Maybe they'll at least answer their phone, answer their emails, not do redemptions. They'll do on-card autos, which is all pretty much anybody's asking for, right? It's not rocket science to do this stuff. Give us some cool designs. Make the cards somewhat decent quality. We're not expecting 10s on everything, but if we can get stuff 8, 9s, mainly 10s, hey, we'll probably be happy with that, you know? Like, the sports card guru really isn't all that, you know, demanding when you kind of break it down. So that's what I would do, Panini. I'm not available for hire. I'm sorry. So please don't send me any LinkedIn requests, Panini representatives. I'm not available. Not that I see that happening, but that's what I would do, man. So anyway, I hope you guys like this episode. I really enjoy the sports card hobby. I mean this in all sincerity. It is way more cooler than the autograph world. It intertwines a little bit there with the autograph signings and all that kind of stuff, but I find the sports card world just so much more fascinating than the autograph world sometimes, and it's just absolutely mind-boggling how dumb some of these companies are when they have given these great opportunities to make product, and they just screw it up. So anyway, guys, visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com, and also give me a follow there on Instagram, as long as we stay active over there. Instagram doesn't find us again. At Powers Autographs, and I will see you guys on the next episode.